Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 24. And to Moshe, he said,
Come up to Yahweh, you and Aharon, Nadav, and Avihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and you shall bow yourselves from a distance. But Moshe shall draw near to Yahweh by himself, and let them not draw near, nor let the people go up with him.
And Moshe came and related to the people all the words of Yahweh, and all the right rulings. And all the people answered with one voice, and said,
All the words which Yahweh has spoken we shall do.
And Moshe wrote down all the words of Yahweh, and rose up early in the morning, and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 standing columns for the 12 tribes of Yisrael. And he sent young men of the children of Yisrael, and they offered burnt offerings and slaughtered peace slaughterings of bulls to Yahweh. And Moshe took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people. And they said,
All that Yahweh has spoken we shall do and obey.
And Moshe took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said,
See, the blood of the covenant which Yahweh has made with you concerning all these words.
And Moshe went up, also Aharon, Nadab, and Avihu, and 70 of the elders of Yisrael. And they saw the Elohim of Yisrael, and under his feet like a paved work of sapphire stone, and like the Shamayim for brightness. Yet he did not stretch out his hand against the chiefs of the children of Yisrael. And they saw Elohim, and they ate and drank. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Come up to me on the mountain and be there while I give you tablets of stone and the Torah and the command which I have written to teach them.
And Moshe arose with his assistant, Yahushua, and Moshe went up to the mountain of Elohim. And he said to the elders,
Wait here for us until we come back to you. And see, Aharon and Hur are with you. Whoever has matters, let him go to them.
And Moshe went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain, and the esteem of Yahuwah dwelt on Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it for 6 days, and on the seventh day he called to Moshe out of the midst of the cloud. And the appearance of the esteem of Yahuwah was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain, before the eyes of the children of Yisrael. And Moshe went into the midst of the cloud, and went up into the mountain. And it came to be that Moshe was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.